Blog Talk Radio.
You're now listening to the Jones Blog Spot.
Instagram photos are giving Riri a run for the money.
So y'all call us, y'all call in, decide, let us know. Y'all look them up, let us know what y'all think, who doing a damn thing on them Instagram, sex photos. You know, next up, I want to talk about the beef between Drake and Kanye. Drake brings Kanye out at OVO Festival, you know what I'm saying? But it was even more than two rappers playing nice together. They also said nice things about each other, too. Drake said, this guy Kanye here is the reason I'm rapping today. And Kanye said a lot of rappers couldn't do what Drake had done for Toronto. Now, if y'all didn't know, there was beef between them. It started when Drake's producer, Noah 40 Shabib, gave an interview where he says Kanye West cursed him out. I don't know if that's enough to start a beef, but that started a beef. But they squashed it. You know, last but not least on my Hip Hop Urban News, there was a pastor fired for going to a Rick Ross concert. A pastor was just fired from a church for attending a Rick Ross concert. AmericaPreachers.com reports that Pastor Rodney Wills was just about to reach 4 years at Mount Salem Baptist Church. He is the youngest pastor to be installed at 26 years old and is the shortest-term pastor in Mount Salem's 109-year history. The deacons got together and voted on Saturday night. He went to the show on Friday. On Saturday night, they voted 14 deacons. The vote was voted 11-3. And he had been there, they said, 9 months ago. He had went to a Lil Wayne concert. So the church released a statement saying, "We cannot have our leaders supporting people of this world who are tearing down the kingdom of God." What y'all think about that, man?
So thing that killed me about, I'm sorry, hip hop music.
I'm
not knocking anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't knock them in. I'm not with that.
Right.
With that.
Well, that's all the hip hop.
You good?
Hello?
Go ahead, conclude.
That's the end of my hip hop urban news. I'm going to pass it to T-Man, aka motherfucking Jones. Somebody.
Now let's get into the show. You know what I'm saying? Since we had a little technical. Alright, so that was my man, South Park. Throwback, Mr. Marcus in the motherfucking building. What up, son? Okay.
What's up, Mr. Marcus?
That nigga must be shitting old time memories. We got Spag Bunny in the building, and we
are
niggas. What's good?
What's jumping? What's good, people?
Can somebody hear shit? T-Bag is hella slow.
Good.
So, anyhow,
you fading in and out. You fading in and out, nut. Everything
okay.
Clear on your end. Yeah, be still.
That's the block. All right, can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all hear me now? All right.
It's still doing it.
So, okay, we got, okay, so if y'all can hear me now, we good. So, all right.
Yeah.
Today's topic is desperate measures, things people do for sex. What we talking about, man, whether it's a male or female, the shit, the measures that, you know what I'm saying, y'all do, you know what I'm saying, to get that, to get a piece of that, you know what I'm saying, good, or some of that bad, or some of the worst shit you never had, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna talk about that shit on this Laid Back Wednesday. So before I get started, you know what I'm talking about, Ms. Marcus, can you hear me? I got this nigga, okay, he ain't muted in. All right. Maybe now. Mr. Monkeys, can you hear me?
Damn, you had me on mute the whole time.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see that shit. So, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, we got special guest co-host, man, Mr. Marcus, man, kicking it with us. So, we're going to have a little bit of fun. So, when I say, desperate measures, things people do for sex, who want to chop this up first before I get into it, man?
I'll tell you a story. And it's Mr. Marcus right here.
I would chop something with him. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we got it. We wait on your story.
All right, okay. Just making sure, man. All right. The craziest thing, the most desperate measure I went to have sex with this broad, I pay your light bill.
I'm
desperate to death. You're that fucking desperate or what?
You could have fucked in the dark,
man. To pay a nah, I hope you move in after this. I hope you move in after this.
You're like, don't pay the bill
tomorrow.
You got a problem. That's an issue. You working backwards, Playboy.
Right.
Hey. I said what I'm doing. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, I learned my lessons. I learned from my mistakes, you know what I'm saying? I learned lessons from my mistakes.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Okay, let me see what other desperate measures I went to get some ass, man. Damn, hey. I don't think I have. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man.
I can name several, nigga.
I can say several for you, Mr. Jones.
Nigga, it was 1 o'clock in the morning, nigga. It was me and you. We climbed over a fence through like two pit bulls, climbed in a female house, and her daddy known for blowing niggas' ass off with a double barrel shotgun, nigga. And now, if that wasn't desperate measures, nigga, I don't know what the fuck that was right there.
Yeah, man, I didn't get experience, man.
And niggas went through it.
I remember when we were trying to stay with my mama in high school, and I'll never forget a chick named Toya. I was on the phone with her, you know what I'm saying, and I fell asleep. I did my Mac move, and, like, she was still on the phone, and my mama came up in there and just started whooping my ass, man, because I left the TV on and I was asleep. Like, mad embarrassed, bro. Like, I was mad embarrassed, bro. I didn't get to chop her up either. So, you know what I'm saying? It was a wrap right there. But that was a desperate measure, desperate time. Okay, let's see. You ever hated on the nigga, you know what I'm saying, to try to get some ass, man, on a desperate measure tip?
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, what up?
Hey, somebody, a listener just texted me,
saying,
going in and out. The whole show is going in and out. They can barely hear us.
I wonder why is that, man? That's a vlog talk, man. They're going to have to give us some money back or something. Can you hear me?
I got a desperate measure, nigga. Well, I got a what's the point? I'm over a female house, right? And her daddy just came home from doing motherfucking all these years, nigga, swell. You know what I'm saying? He's like, hey, taking my daughter out, play me some of these bones. You know what I'm saying? He's taking my daughter. I buy me and my wife a 40 inch of cigarettes, nigga. I'm doing all that. Just waiting on while she getting dressed, nigga. Hey, look, this nigga's arms is bigger than my head, nigga. And, I was in college at the time, so I have a little feet, little bucket. So I'm playing him in dominoes while she getting ready, right? And you know, and I'm thinking this nigga might get mad if I beat him and shit. Yeah, I had the cash out just 40 even cigarette money. To, you know, I was yeah to get this, but it was good.
Nigga, what kind of cigarettes, nigga? Nigga, what kind of cigarettes?
Nigga, that's all I was there smoking clothes. That's all I was clothes, man. Yeah. Nigga. I said that when I was in college, nigga. Yeah.
Come
on, honey.
All right. Oh, man. I don't think they even sell them no more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, so, okay, we talk about desperate measures, okay, you know what I'm saying, that people do, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and get, you know, get a little bit of booty. Okay, what about the guy, which we chopped him up, you know what I'm saying, on Catfish Show, you know what I'm saying, driving from one state to another just to get a piece of ass. Man. Did y'all hear me?
Hell,
y'all hear me?
Yeah. I'm trying to think about which story is appropriate.
I was saying the cat. Do y'all remember the show we did where the cat got catfished by the chick, right?
Yeah, driving way out, and then it wasn't the receiver, right? Female and all that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, that was a desperate measure right there. You know what I'm saying. Have y'all ever drove out of state for a piece of butt, man?
I don't think that was a desperate measure. I think that was just a trick. That was a trick. He was tricked into that. Because if it was a legit situation, it would have been on.
Yeah. But yeah.
You got a point, but I mean, that's the
kid. Driving out of town.
That's road trip. You know?
Yeah.
He's supposed to do something.
He's supposed to
either fuck her or fuck
their
mama. One or two.
Yeah, fuck that. Somebody would have got raped. I ain't getting no pussy. Oh, well, by myself?
Somebody
do something. If I'm driving out of state. No, I'm just fucking around, man.
But now,
Mr.
Marcus said he done tricked out, he done paid the light bill. Sal popped in, he put up cigarettes for the man.
Hey, I got a question from Mr. Marcus. How did you even know anything about the light bill? She came to me.
She's like, hey, can you pay this light bill for me? I was like, she's like, can you pay light bill for me? I looked at that fat ass and like, sure, why not? You know what I'm saying? Went in my pocket, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Dropped that 120. That would have been.
So you gave her cash money, and she said she was going to go pay the light bill.
No, I was 18 at the time, no.
Mm-hmm. I had to take her to the DPNL.
Yeah, straight to DPNL.
Yeah, I had to drive her straight down there and bring me the receipt.
Hey, bro, I was 18 at the time, though.
Hey, she was fresh as hell the next day.
Man, that bitch had joints and everything. Joints with the matching bulls hat and everything, man.
Hey, Mr. Marcus, I got something like that. Hello?
Go ahead.
I said I had something like that. I went on, had a female on my pockets, was doing real good. I went on a female house, like, take off work for the next couple of days. I said, I got a female. So I paid, you know, I'm like, I'll pay, whatever you're making today in the morning at work or the next day or hit the highway, I pay with, you know, I didn't do that before. You know, I did, you know, she had to take off work. Pay her if it was to go out of town with a nigga. I done that before.
So let me say this right here. So we talk about that he went through. Y'all think some females will do, man, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, get their rocks off.
They do all kinds of shit, boy.
But that's all type of crazy shit, man.
Yeah, boy, we need some females to call in and tell on yourself. Tell us the once upon a time.
You hear me?
These females go hard.
No, man, I put my niggas out there. I ain't gonna say their name, you know what I'm saying? But I remember these chicks, they one like one of our free weekends or whatever, and these up with my brother and my dude like so bad, man. They was like, they was begging, like they was talking about that the shit they'll cook, like my niggas was just making much out of. Shit like they like, yeah, we cooking it right now. Like man, he's like, well, they like we got that shit in the freezer. But just like they was making shit up just to, you know, that just to get niggas out with some desperate measure shit, man. And like how do you?
Yeah,
this whole show been text messages saying like this is. Yeah, I'm getting text messages saying this shit sound horrible, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting told. It sound patchy, man. I'm here getting all kind of.
I don't know what to say about this shit. It's that blog talk shit. I think this Daisy right here though. We gonna see if we can patch her in.
Somebody just texted, they can hear nothing you saying at all, Mr. Jones. Like, it's patchy, that patchy. When you talk, really fucked up. Was that Lovely Daisy? Daisy? Stack one, you ain't got no once upon a time story? You just say, bitch, I'm ready.
Man. Yeah, that's the coolest nigga ever right there.
Let me see.
He just said, get naked, baby. Get naked, baby. I'm about to walk back in the room and she just be naked me.
Right.
It worked like that. It worked like that.
Nigga, you got a story, nigga. You just trying to be too cool, nigga. You got a story.
Yeah, he got a story, nigga. This nigga ain't walked his planet out of those desperate measure story.
On the negative side or the positive side?
If I hope you got the pussy after you went through the desperate measures. Don't want no negative shit.
Right.
Let me see. I think one time the chick was so thirsty that she was acting like some nigga was her cousin that was in the house. But the nigga was her nigga, and she was still trying to get right.
Oh, man.
She was trying to get right.
Yeah.
There.
Nigga, that's 2:30 right there.
Yeah.
She got right, though.
What happened with that?
She got right. It's just that it wasn't time. It wasn't long enough, and she was thirsty. And I was like, damn, she going a little in on it. So how I found out that the nigga that she was saying was the cousin was not her cousin. The neighbor said, that's her man. I said, that's her king. God damn. So he thinking, she told him I was her cousin, but we in a room by ourselves. That's thirsty.
Wow, man. Never heard that one right there. That's a new one right there,
though. So she told me he was her cousin, and she played me like I was her cousin. And he went for it.
Wow.
But I didn't know all this until, you understand me. I cut it off, though, immediately. Because that's a hoe.
Yeah,
a female just gave me a desperate measure. She don't want to call in, but she just gave me a desperate that women do. She said, women will show up naked, or women will show up with something they drink, you know, put something in a nigga drink. You know, she gave me that. Why don't you call in? She's like, nah, just tell them. So women don't want to tell their secrets, but they do desperate shit to get smashed. Show up at a nigga house butt naked while they nigga at work. You know. She said a woman will put something in a nigga. She said a woman will put something in a nigga drink too. Like a nigga put something in a woman drink.
Yeah, I agree with that. It would. I think Mr. Jones has some shit like that happened to him before.
That's how he got his first marriage. He woke up in a sock like I do.
It was an old 60-year-old woman, man. She got that nigga, man.
She put that cougar on him, man. That cougar.
Yeah. That cougar. That cougar.
60 years old, nigga, she wearing a Depends. T-shirt in my Depends on, just like you like it. She's got the thong Depends.
Nigga told me he woke up with his pants down. And brought to all his money, man.
And she was
like,
coming in his balls. 60 years old, she was coming in his balls.
Hey, what, Mr. John, what, nigga? I'm going to get your shit together.
Hell, nah.
Yeah, man.
Desperate measures. What would you do?
Where is Mr. Jones?
Where is Stack Runner?
Yeah.
Welcome to the JV. Hey,
I'm here.
Mr. Martin. Okay, Stack Runner and the lovely Daisy at KC.
Well, fuck, I hope you see, man. Welcome to the JVS. Number calls 347-857-1230.
Yeah, we here.
347-1230.
Call in, press 1.
Call in.
Yeah. Call in, press 1. It's been a long time, man. But shit.
And if you're on the line, press 1. Chop it up with us. You know, tell us your one of time desperate measure story.
So, Paul, you got some more desperate measures, I'm pretty sure, right, man?
Well, I was going to say me and my motherfucking cat, we used to walk a long way to female houses, boy. You understand me, boy?
Hey, nigga, I remember those days, man.
Yeah. And my uncle used to be like, don't be walking if you ain't going to get no pussy. So I couldn't just walk and visit. They're like, come see me. You know, I'm sitting on the couch with the mama and the daddy. So my brother, my uncles were like, come walk, you better start getting you some pussy when you walk. So me and my dude started walking, goddamn it. All the way to Westwood from the Vista.
Hey, what y'all know about climbing to the second floor through a bitch window?
After walking
5 miles. Huh?
What you know, jumping off the second floor when the daddy come in on you?
Yeah, that too, nigga.
What you know about? I'm going to tell you some crazy shit, right? We just skipped school, go to the grandma at home. I put my head, my Walkman with some Keep Sweating Brown on in the cassette. It's on her, right? I put the headphones on her. We on the couch. I'm doing what I do. Her grandma walked in the living room. We on the living room couch. They got us jumped up. Grab everything, ran out the back porch, nigga, and I'm out here where the buses don't come. A white man on a motorcycle gave me a ride to the hood.
Wait a minute, time out. You mean to tell me you jumped on the back of a motorcycle with another man and hugged him?
With a white man.
No, my dick went down. Grandma,
white man.
That white man was on fire. His back, dick was hard.
Fuck y'all.
Don't be hugging that white man and send you home, man.
Leave me and my friend alone. That's my motherfucker. That was my motherfucker. The whole time they riding on the back, on the motorcycle, the white man said, yeah, boy. Hey, Buck, they here. He's talking about, yeah, boy.
Hey, Southpaw, man. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's crazy,
y'all,
man.
Y'all niggas are sorry, man. That shit crazy, nigga. Nigga, I ran too far for my dick to still be on right there. I might got the ride. Fuck y'all. Yeah, boy. That must be the fuck, boy. Oh, shit.
That motherfucker.
Hey, man. Y'all turned all the way up, man, on them right there.
Turned up, man. You heard what he said. Okay, he got away, jumped on the back of the bike with a white man.
Hold him tight now.
Hey,
hold him tight, man.
Did he have a bandana on and a rebel t-shirt that was too short with his stomach showing? Did he have that on?
I don't remember.
You got on the back of a bike with a white man, and he had butt cleavage, and he was talking about some, yeah, boy.
With that American flag bandana on his head. It wasn't Hell's Angels, nigga. God damn it.
I was at nighttime, shit.
No, it was a daytime.
Damn.
Was he riding real fast?
Hell yeah.
He was leaning on the corner.
We went straight down the top, nigga.
That motherfucker was leaning, turning the corner with you up.
Yeah, that was great. Welcome back, nigga.
Welcome back, y'all. You said breaking up, Mr. Jones.
Oh, yeah. People texting. We gotta be clear for that here. Yeah, man. I know y'all got some more Once Upon a Time Desperate Measures stories, man.
Money back or something like that.
Did he try to lay back Wednesday? What did he say? I don't know what he said.
I thought he said
he fought the girl with gonorrhea. I mean, that's just one of his most desperate measures. Did you say that, Mr. Jones?
He get roasted. He can't say shit. He can't say whatever. Mr. Jones, did you say you played the Planet of Apes? Did you say?
You know, bitch had gonorrhea and you fucked her. You said that, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones.
Memphis Jones.
The Jones said he ain't got a rear in you. We can't hear him and shit. Oh my gosh. Zach, come on, give me one more, man.
No motorcycles.
Give me one more, man. That's
your
man. I went to the archives on y'all, man. Come on.
I know. You pulled the motorcycles and everything.
You,
come on, Stack, one. You got one more in there, man. Come on. You can top the motorcycle, Stack, one. Come on.
I ain't gonna top that.
You can't talk to motorcycle. Talk man. Fuck, I'm close to that one right there, man. Fuck it.
That nigga said, yeah, boy.
Oh, that motherfucker went hard in his back.
JD. Because he did finish. Grandma walked in.
Leave it alone. You know what, man? Remember that story that I just seen on girl like a couple weeks ago? And we reminiscing, like, girl, you remember that shit? She's like, yeah. I just seen her. Here we go.
He just told me, she just gave me some pussy for me going through
then
all this shit.
I seen the white man on the motorcycle. And then I seen the white man from the motorcycle. No, I was just like,
oh, wow.
He hit his head. Oh, what'd he say to you? What up? Yeah, boy. He was loving it. He was nice and warm, too. It was one of them cold nights, too, wasn't it?
He was at the same spot waiting on you to come back out.
Oh, wow.
Hey, but check this out. You know what desperate measures can be when a nigga, a black man, go to the white neighborhood to fuck around. That's a desperate measure, too, because you don't know. Well, you can pull it over, shook down. Don't catch the bus out there. We stuck with the bus stop until your bus comes. It's like, take a desperate measure go out in the outside of the hood to get some pussy. That's some desperate measure.
Yeah, man. I know all about going outside the hood and getting some pussy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Walking up on the porch, like
20, 30 GDs out there, you know what I'm saying? You going all red and shit. Like, you want to spec all that shit, man. Oh, yeah, those are some different measures right there, man.
Yeah. Shoot, nigga, it happened to me in San Diego when I was six. It was a black Mexican crip or some shit, nigga. Ran up on me on my cousin house. He just got out. He owned one. I'm like, hold on, man. Calm down. Yeah, what's up, you say? Well, he like, what up? But he was crimp. He tried to get me to say I'm a blood, so we get pull out his boogeyman. They always call his boogeyman. This shit was crazy. I met a female on the train down in San Diego, and she gave me, I'll go over there on her off date, and they having a party for a nigga that just came on. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't even know nothing about this. I got a square nigga with me from Dayton, right? So we ain't gang affiliated. We just chilling. Oh, girls let them know we ain't affiliated. This nigga gets so drunk that's with me, retired Navy motherfucker. He gets to talk about, when they get to jumping up and down the middle of the living room, talking about crib. That nigga get up like, yeah, I said, get your ass down. What the fuck you talking about, nigga? We ain't.
Yeah, yeah.
This nigga about to get us killed, nigga.
You out there, nigga, out there crib walking and shit. You trying to get some pussy, nigga, trying to pop off on your ass, man. You know.
Hey, we ain't doing no calls.
Shit. Oh, I think that's Mr. Jones had control of that.
Man.
Mr. Jones, you there, man?
Any callers step
up? I ain't got my laptop open yet.
On the line, but. I don't know if they're trying to play themselves in or not.
okay. They just listen and see us chop it up. Mm-hmm. Well, I know I got some once upon a time. Y'all need to go come cough it up. Quit bullshitting, nigga. I tell you, once upon a time, white girl from Arcanum, Ohio, nigga. Arcanum, that's 40 miles from Dayton. The mayor's in the Ku Klux Klan, nigga. This girl finally got me to ride with her. Nigga, look, she finally got me to ride with her up there, nigga. It's nighttime. She done pulled out a bar in the field. I'm on the back seat forward, on the back seat, nigga, waiting on her to get out the house. I'm like, boy, this stuff like I'm a dad. I don't know why I'm up here. I'm from West Dayton. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Desperate measures, boy. Desperate measures.
Hey, was she white or black, man?
She was white. Her name was Joy. Joy? And
oh, okay.
I'm going to get a nigga hung, nigga.
I know, right? What about going to miss a white girl,
boy? I got one desperate measure that me and my homie did one time. We went to the All-Star game in San Antonio and hooked up with some chicks down there, right?
Yeah,
so everything over where we get all the way home, they really stay in Texas. So they done, one of the chicks was talking to him, talking about, come on down to Texas, blah, 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 Skippy and everything, right? But she like, where your one friend at? But mind you, he like her. So we like, yeah, we gonna come down there. So we went on ahead and drove down to Texas. Boy, if you know, have you ever rode to Texas driving? You know, that's a long motherfucking ride.
I rode down to Dallas, Arizona,
she ain't even want him.
Mm.
She didn't even want him. She was trying to get at me. So she put me in a situation, but you know, I had to go ahead and take care of that because somebody had to get the
pussy.
Somebody.
I mean, you drove 300 miles, I guess. Somebody got to take care of
long. That motherfucker, 20, that motherfucker so long. Shit. I'd never do it again. I know that.
I'd never drive.
We got all the way down there. She was spinning the shit out of him. I was like,
Man, thank God for Skype these days, man. You can Skype a motherfucker and shit. Be like, this how I look. You going to fuck me or not? You know what I'm saying?
I got one for you, Sal.
Okay.
My cousin. I got a strange motherfucker cousin. He always find himself in some shit, right?
Yeah.
Him and one of my other partners, they go to the Dayton Mall. They in the Dayton Mall. They done came across this chick, long hair, face on made up, everything. But my other dude, he like, man, something ain't right about this person, right?
Right.
My cousin, he kind of suspect, man, because he goes for a little bit of anything, right?
Yeah.
He's so ratchet that his mama was a smoker. He done a personal favor with his mama. So that's how ratchet he is. So look, this motherfucker, they go to the mall, they done came up on this chick. My dude was about to get on it, but he's like, nah, something ain't right. My cousin take the chick home. They funding around with each other and everything. And this motherfucker was not a chick. This motherfucker would not let him touch her. But got him off though. Like in the mouth and everything. He's like, what's up with the rest of the package?
It's like that motherfucker.
That motherfucker.
Wait a minute, let me ask you this.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, So, he can get spent like a motherfucker.
So let me ask you this, man. What happened to this motherfucker afterwards? What happened to the drag queen afterwards?
Now, mind you, remember I told you, he kind of ratchet. He's real ratchet. And I think he went back for seconds, but he won't tell that part.
Because he said
he just ain't sure. He ain't sure, but the motherfucker wouldn't let him touch.
Oh,
every time
man.
He went to put his hand between the legs, the motherfucker cut him off real swift with it, though. But kept him up strong on that one game. Oh, man, you talking about some people falling out. You know, my cousin, he don't give a fuck. He'll tell you how it is, how it ain't. He raw piece.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
crazy. Hey, you remember what that on the hillside, he said, you know, according to Tutu, they had some cousins come down from Detroit, man, females, man. And we were hanging out in the hood until it get dark, right? Me and old girl had a little connection. So I just stuck out my house. Down to the courthouse. She didn't let me in the back, though. House dark. Come on, we on the couch. Get it in. Boy, they mama came in there and caught me, nigga. My mama beat my ass. And his mama beat my ass. I know I got ass beat. Whatever, boy. God damn it, god damn. That's your message, boy. Y'all know I'm a nigga talking to a therapist.
Nigga, I hope you put some covers on the couch.
Hey, it wasn't my house. Don't go on now. I was a teenager. It wasn't my house. I had to do that.
Man, shit. You said your mama punched it like that. What's wrong with you, Sal Paul?
I remember one time back way back in the day when Roaches was in, right? Boy, listen.
Oh,
here.
Man. Oh, man.
Listen.
I was trying to get it in on the
couch game, right?
Yeah.
And the motherfucker touched my leg.
Oh my god!
I left her in the living room. It was adios amigos, and she was like, "What the fuck?"
I didn't
even tell her why. But this, she thought something was wrong. This motherfucker touched my leg, bro. And you know that ain't no good feeling,
right?
While I was in the mix, this motherfucker, it was a big ass joke. When I knocked him down, right? I swear to God, he looked at me and was like, nigga, that motherfucker is a big motherfucker wrote.
That wrote that attitude. Like, nigga.
Yeah, man.
Nigga, that's my bitch, nigga.
Man. I got a story for y'all, man. I had this broad, right? I was 17 at the time. She was 20. She was fine as hell. Big booty, red bone, man. Green eyes, long hair, man. I mean, everything flawless, man. You know, pretty feet, everything, man.
Yeah.
I go to fuck her in the stairwell. And,
stairwell?
She pulled down her pants. She pulled down her pants, man. The pussy smelled like a flipped over garbage truck, man.
Oh,
a flipped over garbage truck, man. But the crazy thing about it, I still ran in it, nigga. With no condom.
Hello?
Yeah, we're trying to patch in some see if we can patch in some callers. There's a little bit of technical difficulties right now at the moment. You know, somebody doing desperate measures right now.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm getting texts talking about dead end. Yes, sir.
You said, what your text message is saying?
Dead air.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what a little bit of, that's what everybody's saying right now. They're having a problem patching in.
Yeah, it's a technical difficulty, but we still, you know, the show must go on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Break a leg and all that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we can keep it moving, though.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Desperate measures.
For those who are listening, though, I must say it's not the Jones Vlog spot that is the problem. It's the communication board that we're using to broadcast this series. So we're trying to get it together, and I hope everybody stay aboard with us as we do so. Just needed to say that.
Right. Proper protocol, nothing wrong with it. Everybody still on the line, Mr. Marcus? Sound like it's just a me, stack of dollar. You know, I've been doing some new poetry pieces, man. This would be a perfect time to go ahead and do some while I'm on them. We got the dead air going. But it ain't about desperate measures to get the sex, though.
Well, why don't you say one?
Want to say one? I got a new one I just wrote, too. We'll go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, give them the business. It's untitled, though. I ain't even gave it a title. I'm just going to share it with the BBS family. You know, there are two of me walking simultaneous through this dimension. One side tells me go forth and teach all nations. The other side is strapped up, one in the chamber waiting. Now who's hating? This that poetry, both hemispheres poetry. Poets enlightened, be thought provoking, motivating. Who's going to change the world, the preacher or the poet? I got God for spiritual protection. My thoughts are inward reflection. My life, time has tested. And peace I could have blessed it. Unworthy yet oh so blessed blessings. Divine favor and the seers and soothsayers. I can go deeper. I'll come back to this later. Astrology and psychics are just entertainment. Created when man only had stars to play with. Civilized when homes creak embankments. Upwriting verses and statements. Did I mention the state the state's in? United to hide racism. This just my brain's rhythm. I'm not apologetic, but I've asked to be forgiven. I don't do pity party poetry. We go through it, learn from it, get over it. The verdict, as father, had to take notice. As a black man, snap necks and cut throats, fam. America has been my homeland. I belong here, just like you. Please don't get that confused. Thank you.
All right. Here you on that one.
You know.
That's
thank
what do.
You, thank you. You know. That's what we're here to do, entertain.
Where can the fan reach you at, Mr. Southpaw?
They can get me at Southpaw the Poet on Facebook, SOUTHPAWTHA Poet, you know. And you can also give me a southpawthepoet@gmail.com. I'm available for events. You know what I'm saying? You can get in touch with me. I'll tell you, you know, things of that nature. You know.
Okay.
For real. I got a little cliffhanger, two little story I had put on Facebook. It might be a little bit about. Hey, matter of fact, it's one of them female desperate measures. I had a female that's I wrote about it because she chose me. You understand me? Yeah.
Okay.
We still got some dead air. I'm gonna have to go ahead and do the damn thing. You know.
Okay.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Y'all wanna hear it?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah. This is Desperate Measure, man. This is Desperate Measure.
All right, this time she chose me. She chose me. She told me the God in her chose the God in me. I said, but wait, I'm not able right now. I'm not looking right now. I'm on unstable ground. She told me she would turn my frown upside down. She said she see potential in me. I gave her a look. She said no charge, no fee. Ended up spending a couple nights a week, massages and lotion eat. I told her we cannot have sex. I took a stance. She said, give her a chance. I said, but I'm not your man. She said, it's in her plans. My mind started to sway. She told me it's things she can do to make me stay. You know what I'm saying? And then go the rest of that, you know. She ran me a hot bath first. She asked me, did I mind if she scrubbed my back? I told her I was cool with that. I thought to myself, what are her motives exactly? At that moment, she whispered in my ear, there is no one else like me. She told me, you excite me. I said, I'm proving, I'm choosing. She took off her unmentionables and rubbed my shoulders lightly. With a demanding voice, she said, I'm getting in. Visions of swimming in her essence did begin. I snapped out of my illusion. I said, this is out of order. She was in my bath water. The end. You have to, I don't get no more explicit than that. But these women got desperate measures on how to get out of dude too. You understand me?
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Southpaw the Poet. The Poet.
Yeah. So give me another desperate measure, Mr. Marcus. Give me another desperate measure, Mr. Marcus.
Ah, man, you're trying to get me going my bag, man. I haven't did one in a long time, man.
Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
What'd
you say?
Yeah. I haven't did one in a long time, man. All my best memories come from when I was, like, in my teens and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm 28 now, so.
Yeah. I mean, man, too, except for the one where I'm, you know, trying to pay females off for off days, you know what I'm saying? Most of them is from teenagers. I don't have to chase them. I race them. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I get chose, you know what I'm saying? So I get chose, so I'm cool with that.
Right on.
Yeah, you know.
It's a show.
I don't have to go through. But back in the day, though, a nigga, you know, had to do what he had to do. Go ahead.
Hey, because you all, man, just back in the day, man, like, in them ages right there, those days, man, pussy was the only thing on your mind, man. Like, that was, like, the main objective, man. Every day you wake up, man, it was getting pussy. For real. It was money, it was pussy.
Man, I always had a job, right? So it was always, you understand me, and I was brought up in the church, so my thing was, everybody else was like, what's your name, da, da, da. My thing was, you go to church? Want to go to church with me? That was my line, nigga.
Oh, man. You picked it up. Okay, tell me, how much pussy did you get off that line right there?
Yeah, I brought a different female to church all my teenage years, nigga. Every Sunday.
Oh, man. So, in other words, that line worked for you.
It's very well, man. I bring a lot of people to Christ.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I guess you're doing something, right?
Yeah, I just want to say souls, you know what I'm saying? I'll say souls. She might be my soulmate. I just want to say souls, baby. Shoot. Praise the Lord.
Oh, you look very nice. Let's go to church.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right. I love little boys pulling pigtails and throwing shit at girls, pushing them down into the playground. I'm over here like, you want to go to church with me? All right, my mama call your mama. Shit, our church gonna pick you up. Shit, your mama can come too.
Right, take a turn in that big church van, you know.
Right. You're right. Yeah, you do a big thing. You figure out you ain't even driving, but you make sure she got her
out
there and back.
Well, you understand? And that's an interesting idea in my brain. What kind of would that be an actual date if you take a girl to church? Like all Thursdays?
Well, I don't think it is when you were when you were a kid. It's just it's a play date, it's a church date. But you know, I don't think women consider that a no date.
Hey, hey, you taking the house somewhere to church?
Right. And look, they're taking all the free places and be balling. Sure, you got money, we're still taking all the free places. Like, we're going to go to the church and then Riverscape. Like, ain't that shit all free? I can't, baby, yeah, you know. Enjoy the things are free.
I wonder what the female response if a guy taking her to the church on the first day. Well, how would a female respond to that? I never tried it. I don't...
Oh man, I ain't never thought about that. I don't know. You see it in movies, but in real life, I don't know. Maybe what? I mean, even probably at ChristianSingles.com, their first date want to be at church and shit like.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I go to this church. I go to this church. Because the Christian is a big umbrella. You can be a Catholic, be a Christian. You can be, you know, a Jehovah's Witness is a Christian. You know what I'm saying? Because a Christian Christ follower. So, you know, I can't. Yeah. If I'm online, I'm going to see me on ChristianSingles.com. She don't want to go where I want to go.
How would a female look if she turned that down? She'd be like, hell no, I don't want to go to church. Like, how would she? That'll make her look like a bad guy, right? So she got to go to church. You know, you can't turn a church down. You can't be like, I don't want to go to church.
Yeah, you
know?
Can't turn it down. I'm not going to ChristianSingles.com. You don't turn me down? What? I'm deleting your friends. I'm deleting your profile off my page.
You know what, man? The next time I talk to a chick, and she be like, you can take me anywhere. It's all on you. I'm like, okay, you go to church then. If you can't make your mind up, I'm taking your ass to church.
Right.
It's free, it's free, man, and it's my place to go. So,
hey,
you go to church.
Make sure it's a Sunday feeding for free, too. You can get it all in. You know,
They got catfish plates out there, all type of stuff, man.
Right.
We going to my church.
We going to my church. Sure, right.
Man,
I've been inviting women to church, boy. I've been inviting them, too. Come to church, church. I still invite them.
I just want to see what the response is going to be. Hey, man, tell me this, man. What's the most desperate thing a female did to get with you?
I know at one time I had three women at the same time, December 2002, all call me and say they was pregnant. All three of them called me. They didn't know. Guess what I told all three of them, though? They said, what are we going to do? Are you out of town and I'm pregnant. We're going to have it. I don't want to have a baby flash. Somebody ain't going to be there. I said, fuck it, have it. I want a boy. Hung up. Fuck it, have it. I want a boy. Hung up. Fuck it, have it. I want a boy. Hung up. I'm pregnant. I'm 50 shots. I got the one. Money make your period late, I guess. I was like, that nigga got money. My period late. That nigga got money.
Oh, wow. that is pretty desperate. But sadly, there are females out there that do that. Like, they like, hey, I need some money for abortion because my period late and I think I'm pregnant. So you get $300 for that abortion. And a nigga will do it because.
And then see out at the Philadelphia Comedy with her girlfriend is like, sombreros for everybody.
Right. She come back on the block clean as hell, you know what I'm saying? Nice Jordan, you know. Nice fitted hat. Well, we're not really doing it because only young bras would do something like that. Well, maybe an old bra would do that too. I don't know.
Yeah, that's where they're from, right? From the old. You know, ain't nothing like the old school.
Okay.
They learned it from the old school. Say, girl, you gotta use what you got, get what you want.
Man. I'm a female lying about her age, man. You ever had that happen to you, man?
Yeah. I eat like a motherfucker now. What? Oh, hell no. Quit lying. You got a baby face.
There's nothing in South Paul. How come, okay, when a female lying about her age and everybody found out, including you, at the same time that she was the age that she told you was, how does the guy end up being a bad guy when he even know? You know what I'm saying?
Well, we hold our women up to some sweet and sweeter than sweet. I mean, I was raised so naive in the church. Man. I'm gonna tell the truth. All my life, women and sugar and spice, everything nice. I didn't find it out till I was 18, man, that some of them was bitches and sluts, other gobble nuts. I had no idea.
You didn't even know.
I didn't even know. I thought they all was sweet as my grandmama. I'm like, I love the women. Then I'm like, damn, you cheated on me. What you mean your mama was in here with her friends? Your mama said she liked me.
Is that the maximum amount? Like after four times, I pick you out to dinner, movie, whatever. After four dates, I should be in your drawers, right? I should be in your drawers after 4 days, right?
I never knew it was a limit. Like I fucked a lot on my first date, and I waited 4 months one time. But I just heard recently white woman saying that you only, on the third night, on the third date, you get the pussy. So I didn't know it was really. But I don't know if black women know, but the white women say the third night you get the pussy. Third date you get the pussy. So I didn't know.
Okay.
I don't know what black women. I think it might differ from culture to culture.
Right.
You know, I don't know if they done came together in sisterhood and made a certain code and ethics and or what.
I don't know, man. I had this broad, and I took it on like 3 days, man. And I was like, you know, each day I spent $80 because this broad. We was going to the most fancy restaurants. She was ordering some shit up, like she was actually gonna go half on the shit, and she did. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking like, okay, shit. By this fourth day, you know, I should be getting some pussy, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't think she was doing it like this. I had to cut it short, man. Like. Okay, after 3 days, man, I spent all this fucking money on you, and you eat like a motherfucking hound dog, and you ain't trying to get no pussy up? Come on now. But I don't know. I cut it short at 3 dates.
I don't know if I told this story before, but I know I had a once upon a time where everybody was talking about this badass girl down at the YWCA, right? Like, what? They're like, man, she bad. She fucks with you, whatever, da 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 da, right? But them niggas was talking about their cash out, right? So I'm like, I don't pay for pussy air water, but I'm like, I got to see who this is, right? My niggas are telling me, niggas is married to tell me about her. I'm like, damn, who the fuck is she, right? So I got $2 in my pocket, right? Jump in my Chevy, leave my apartment. I'm on a mission. I don't even know her, though. This is a true once upon a time, though. You know what I'm saying? So. So I pull up down here. She out there. I conversate with her. I meet with her. She jump in the car. She's like, I'm hungry. I got $2, Mr. Marcus. Look, but this I really was, though, right? So, you know, someone just so cool about something. She likes about something with something cool. And they got to take her to the White Castle at the All-in-One back in the day. It was on James H. McGee. Pulled up to her, spent all of my little dollars for her to eat. But she don't know all I had was $2. I didn't say all I got was $2. I just pulled it out, bought her something. We went back to my apartment, nigga. I ain't got no more money, nigga. She went next door, got the weed, nigga.
Oh.
Bought me off and gave me a gold and diamond ring, nigga. But my dude that was married had told me his ring came with me the same, so I'm like, I think she just gave me my nigga ring, right?
Oh, like, man. Oh, man. Oh,
No, it wasn't. I showed the nigga. I said, man, I got it, but I didn't tell him what she gave. So when I go over to house, you know, cheap with him, chop it up. But I showed him. I said, man, this old girl gave me this ring. I'm like, the ring, nigga? He's like, nah. But it was, hey, man, it was off the hook. It was gold with the black onyx and the diamonds in it, and it was off the hook.
Damn.
But everybody else had cashed out. Everybody else had cashed out to fuck with her. I still was solid. Hit a lick. I got the. She bought me off the weed, and women are real grateful when they heal, man. You feed a woman, boys. That's your friend.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I won't go into too much detail about that, but I agree.
Yeah. Don't play with them appetite, nigga. Shit. And I cook, ladies.
Yeah.
Now, big girls ain't trying to share shit, nigga. You go to their house, you better be full already.
Man, you know.
Right.
I shop my big girl. I like big girls, though, man.
I like them too, but I gotta go over there full. I like them too. I ain't scared of them. I'm just saying, you better go over there full. Don't be expecting.
Yeah, make sure you already eat before you go over there.
Yeah. If they offer you anything, that's all they're offering you. Like, one cracker. One piece of cheese, it's not going to be a lot of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize for the technical difficulty. Mr. Jones has left the building. I think Stack 1 is still there. I don't know the dates he's going to come in or not.
Stack 1?
I think it just means you today, South Paul, man.
Well, we rocking this motherfucker. We got Mr. Marcus as our guest co-host. I don't know where. Lovely
yeah,
place.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Coming all the way from Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying?
Man, but I'm always from the OH10. We doing a damn thing.
We don't got nobody behind the controls right now, but y'all still calling in at 347.
What's good? I'm up in here, man. What's good, man?
Oh, there you go.
Is bullshit. Now it's gonna let you go through. Blog talk is bullshit right now, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I apologize for the technical difficulties, everybody, man. But South Paul Stack 1 and Mr. Marcus and them, you down. I really appreciate that, man. You know, unfortunately, we at the end of this shit because we like 17 minutes left.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But today's topic is desperate measures for things people would do for sex. So, man, for y'all to call in is 347-857-1230. You know what I'm saying? This last call for alcohol, you know what I'm saying, kicking with us on this laid-back Wednesday. I don't know what I'd have missed, you know what I'm saying, because we was getting no service. Lovely Daisy could not get through nothing. So, you know, I apologize to y'all. We might have to redo this show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, the caller, if you want to say something, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and press 1 now. We finally got service thanks to you. You know what I'm saying? So, whatever you did, you had the magic touch. So, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This Lady D. I'm calling straight from the ATL.
What's up, Lady D?
What's jumping? Now, let me tell y'all a desperate measure that I did. So I was talking to this dude, right, and he had money. This was when I was in Dayton. Now, I got my paycheck. He like, well, I'm getting ready to go to the Dayton Mall and go shopping. I'm like, oh, shit, it's rent due, whatever. I'm like, all right, I'll go with you because I got to do a little shopping. I spent all my rent money going shopping, thinking that I'm getting ready to take it back to the store and get the money back. And them motherfuckers said no refunds. I couldn't even get my money back. So here I am with a whole bunch of clothes and shit I ain't need, trying to impress a nigga, and couldn't even pay my rent.
Oh wow, man, that's all I need right there. That's like something I would do.
I was salty.
Hey,
I was like, damn, I'm cussing the folks out in the store like it's their fault. My dumb ass should have read and said no refund.
So did you give some pussy?
Huh? Hell no, I was pissed off.
Tell the truth, Lady D.
Man, he hit that shit. I ended up having to leave.
Oh, man.
I ended up having this baby. I ain't even going to lie.
He had to charge his ass up for child support now. Like, nigga.
Man, I can't even do it. That nigga's so good to his child. I told Defect I don't even know who my baby daddy is, just so they don't make him pay child support.
That's a good baby daddy. That's a good baby daddy when the baby mama goes there. I don't even know the nigga, but leave that nigga alone.
Defects be like, well, we got to give him a DNA test. I had him test four of his friends. You are not the father.
Well, I think I'm going to hit the right spot then, dude.
Did you get that bill paid?
Yeah, all the right spots.
Yeah, all the bills paid.
Did you get that bill paid?
Man, he paid it. He paid it, but I was still salty.
And he gave you the change?
Huh?
Did he give you the change?
Yeah. No, he ain't give me the damn change. He still don't want to give me the change now. Any money he give me now, I still got to give him the damn change.
What kind of outfit? I'm confused. What kind of outfit did you have to buy? Because, you can't be buying today clothes. You look better naked.
Nigga, how you know?
I'm just saying, Facebook's a bad motherfucker. I got imagination on Facebook.
Mr. Jones.
Hey, I was telling South Paul about how we were 18. You were 18. I was 16. And this old woman, she put Mickey in your drink. She was like 60, I think. And you woke up, man. You had like pussy crust in your face, and you know, and your pants were pulled down. Like, you know what I'm saying? You woke up the next morning, like.
He said she had a thong of pins.
The old one must have saw Mr. Jones' face while he was intoxicated and knocked out.
Yeah.
With the old Richard
Woodman. I could go through some desperate measures, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just say the initials. You remember the initials Z? You know?
Hey, man. Hey, don't you dare bring that out, motherfucker. Don't play it, nigga. Don't you dare play it, nigga.
Desperate measures.
Hell no.
I know a couple chicks that do a lot of little thirsty shit. Like this girl that I used to call my best friend or whatever, she got this page called Tag. I don't know if y'all heard of it or not. But she got my pictures on Tag for her profile.
Wow.
What?
How much time we got left? I got a good quarter today for
the day. 11. We got 11 minutes, man. You know what I'm saying? They gonna have to take me back to this shit. You gotta listen back to the show.
Michelle Stackwood and Mr. Marcus had some good ass once upon a time too, man.
Now, I would tell you like this right here. Once upon a time, I remember like back, you know what I'm saying, college days, Delta State University, that Mr. Marcus and I was playing basketball with these good. You know what, Brian? I'm going to put you on blast like that.
Go ahead, nigga.
We was playing ball for some ass. This nigga can't score. We playing ball for some ass, and this nigga can't score for shit.
Hey, those girls were pretty athletic, nigga. Those girls were pretty athletic, nigga.
I'm mad as fuck because I'm doing all the work. I'm scoring this shit, and this nigga can't score for nothing, man.
Man, nigga, that girl was throwing. Hey, I was getting my shit packed.
get my balls stole, man. This is swatting my shit, man. I couldn't do nothing, man.
So what happened was, so the desperation was, since I scored out of points, I got the score and he got left hanging. You know what I'm saying? So
nigga,
that was a desperation.
Hey, guess what? Hey, my girl's fine in yours, though. How about that, nigga? Huh?
Hey, what was the hell of a name? Shoo Shoo?
Nigga, hey.
She was fine in the motherfucker.
All right, that's my nigga, though, man.
Hell nah. Desperate
Measures. What yeah, man, boy, hey, shout out to Jay Yes for having me on the show today, man. I appreciate that.
Man, thanks for being on the show all the
time,
folks, the technical
difficulties, man. Yeah, for sure. The
once upon a time, man. I've been wondering who. If I get hurt. Stagwell just told me, said I lost a little bit of weight until we started playing basketball. I got to sign a disclosure in case I pass.
He said what?
He said I got to sign a disclosure if I pass out. You know what I'm saying? On the court.
Disclosure? Okay.
Like, how you pass up, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Joe's lost.
we got eight minutes to the show ends, everybody. We apologize once again about the show. We got to talk to our host that's hosting the show for us, and we got to recoup some of this time that we've missed with you guys. We'd love to hear y'all comments and chit-chat and all the stuff that y'all wanted to say. If you got any last things you want to say, South, Marcus, Lady D.
I'm about to say, actually, let me pause for a second because this shit epic right here. So we got Lady D, Mr. Moore,
yeah.
Southpaw, motherfucking Stag One, and myself. We all cooking crack. You know, this is epic right here, ladies and gentlemen.
It's
a dream. You know what I'm saying?
It's
here, same building, same place, man. That's real. You know what I'm
what
saying?
What was your ending remark? And don't say I did it on purpose. I didn't fuck with you. Here we go. This is my quote of the day. Any strong emotion clouds the ability to think logically.
Y'all like that?
Boom. Any strong emotion clouds the ability to think logically.
You didn't make that up,
though. That was already here. I said that last week.
Actually, it sounds like Papa made that up.
But you know what, man? Check it out.
That was
kind of deep, dog. You know what I'm saying? I was jealous. I didn't think of no shit like that. That was deep. I like that.
Let's talk stuff, man.
That's why I'm on the team. Maybe you pick it.
Yeah, that shit was heavy right there. I mean, like, shit. So, anyhow,
corn,
man, y'all follow me on Twitter.
Who said corn Monday when that girl was on? Somebody was like, corn?
That was sad.
Dude,
this is lady, man. Dude's out the corny, man.
Corn?
Hey.
She was like, she said, you are not fat. You are beautiful. Somebody was like, corn? Corn?
Corn? Corn? You're gonna bring Psych and Corn back. Bring that shit back.
Oh.
Hey, Lady D, I got a question for you.
Who?
You. What's up?
What's that?
It's true. You got to picture it and you got to think it through. Would you participate in a dick sandwich situation?
Wait a minute. First, explain to me what it is. Then I can answer the question.
The dick sandwich situation is, chick bent over, your boy got his dick between her ass cheek, and you sucking the sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that hot shit. Look,
Marcus
about to go try that shit.
Look, you gotta be the
John Wall
for
uncut
for that shit right there.
Hey,
he's
gonna try that shit.
Yep, I will.
It's gonna look like a hot dog bun.
I will.
Somebody gotta eat the hot dog.
Awkward.
Hey, Stack. I got a question for Stack, Mr. Marcus, and Mr. Jones. If a 400 pound woman and a 107 pound woman wanted to do a threesome with you, would you go for it?
You said a who did what now?
I'm asking the fellas, if a 400-pound woman and a woman that weighs like 100-something pounds wanted to do a threesome with you, would you participate?
You know,
if a woman weighs 100 pounds?
If a 400-pound woman,
for real, dog, I would call my dick a room. I'm gonna call my nigga, man. I don't know nobody that can carry a 40 pound, but Super Rude. Shit,
I'm gonna
call my nigga to take care of this.
Oh shit, y'all motherfuckers.
Boy, I can see it now. Hey, man, Super Rude got something for you. He gonna pull her off. He gonna hop off the bus on his and his duck to the duck and take care of that. Woo! You got that, Playboy. I'm passing all 400 to my nigga.
Nah, I can't fuck with it. That's a 300-400 nigga. The 400 pound was watching with the 100-something pound. He couldn't participate.
Hey, that question, you already know the answer. I don't know nobody on the panel that's going to fuck with 400, period, man. You gotta bring the number down a little bit, man.
I can't. 400? Nah, dog. I can't.
I can't
know
even
what,
do that.
I can't do it. But I can't do no big ass shit, man. No.
I can't even do over 200,
let
alone 400. Damn. She look good. She smell good. She carry it well.
She be good.
That's not a threesome. You can't do a threesome with a 400 pound.
That's not a threesome.
Man, it ain't even a threesome. It ain't even sexy. It's a whole bunch of words.
Oh my god.
She said she looks good, smells good, she big and good.
That's not a threesome, that's a quadruple.
Hey. Right. Hey, you talking about somebody that got a shit at the end of the bed, and the only thing you can see is her face. And you gotta be, that's it. You can't see that now.
And if she lay on her back, you know she gonna have that big smile on her face with the.
How's she gonna be breathing, man? This is real.
That's how she's gonna be breathing.
Oh my god.
That's like saying something to mattress pussy.
Oh my god.
Hey, I only know one person that can handle that mission right there, and I'm going to call my nigga Super Rude. That's it, that's all. Super Rude to the rescue.
It's been real, man. We don't have technical difficulties. Jones lost, but I hope everybody knows. You know,
oh, that's it.
You know, man, love you, Gacy, come just through. We out.